Hello, this is on Stereo 101. I'm Chris Edmonds at KDWB FM, Richfield, Minneapolis, St. Paul, home of rock and roll. Twin Cities, Stereo 101, 616. Good morning. News is coming up next. And the weather and the sports and the commentary. But first, this important bulletin of national social significance. I found a brand new Pac-Man game yesterday. Yes, it's true. It's called Ms. Pac-Man. This is not a joke. We're not leading into a joke here. I'm not kidding. It's great. Those of you that have played the game before are familiar with the Pac-Man, the little yellow disc that has eaten its way into the hearts of America. And Ms. Pac-Man is now, it's a Pac person. It's a Pac woman. Has a little bow on its head. Oh, I must have played it for about an hour yesterday over at Maplewood. It was great. It's a lot of fun. And I don't know if, maybe I'm going a little too far with this, but if you've played Pac-Man, you know if you clear the board off of all the little dots twice, you get that little show, you know. You know. Well, on Ms. Pac-Man, it's just a stitch, okay? I cleared the board off twice. The little Pac-Man comes out getting chased by one of the bad guys. The little Pac-Woman comes out getting chased by the bad guys. They come into the middle of the screen. They make a quick turn up the screen, and the two bad guys clunk their heads into each other and fall down. And then the little Pac-Man and the little Pac-Woman go up to the top of the screen. They get a little kiss. And then and a little heart comes out. And then the machine comes out, speeds up, and takes the rest of your money and all the rest of your players, and you're done. It's a lot of fun. It is now true that the electronic games are across all socio-sexual psychographic curves. 617, the news is next on 101 FM.
Suzuki's perform. And right now, Rapid Sports Center performs with great buys and 82 Suzuki's during the cold weather early bird special.
Don't get so dramatic.
620, time for the news, weather, sports, and commentary. Well, everyone in the country is still talking about President Reagan's budget, which is going to need all of his expert salesman qualities to get through Congress. After a two-day Midwest swing, including the Twin Cities, of course, Reagan is back in Washington this morning. His administration's officials got the grill on Capitol Hill yesterday while he was away. A little rhyme there. Congress is finding a deficit of over $90 billion, a bit too much to swallow. House Appropriations Committee Chairman Jamie Whitten of Mississippi compared Reagan's policies to those of Herbert Hoover, noting that Hoover's policies preceded the Great Depression of the 30s. Reagan told the nation's political leaders to quit complaining. Quit complaining! Stop whining! About his economic policy, unless they can have come up with something better. I believe he said, put up or shut up. What a guy. More things to say about money today, too. The House yesterday voted to spend an additional $2.3 billion for unemployment aid that will be paying for unemployment benefits to the very high number of Americans out of work. Also passing in the House was a fuel assistance bill to aid the poor and $5 billion to pay domestic farm price supports. In the Senate, they voted to invoke cloture. That means ending a filibuster against a bill carrying an amendment that would put an end to school busing for integration. Almost everything locally is also concerned with money these days. The University of Minnesota regents are expected to discuss up to 25 academic programs at the school. They're scheduled for reduction, reorganization, or elimination because of budget cuts. The school's 1982-84 appropriation is likely to be cut $25.6 million. Minnesota Conference on Small Business has recommended a reduction in corporate income taxes, uniform state and federal estate taxes, and the adoption of the new accelerated depreciation schedule the federal government uses. Okay, all together now.
I don't care.
The conference also suggested that personal income taxes be computed as a percentage of your federal income tax. What? Speaking of those income taxes, we are told that if you are an early filer of taxes, you can expect a refund much quicker if you have one coming. The reason is simple enough. More people are waiting a longer time to file, so there's less of a logjam right now. Minneapolis School Board heard from dozens of parents, students, and teachers at its regular meeting last night. Most of the people who offered comments to the board felt the board ought to wait a year before implementing proposed school closings and the redrawing of school boundaries. Oh, that's smart. let's wait till we're broke to do something about it. School Superintendent Richard Green interpreted a tax court decision of yesterday as looking like a plus for schools. Minnesota Tax Court ruled that city and county governments cannot collect real estate taxes on unused school sites. Minneapolis School Board will hold more hearings on the proposed changes next week. Another financial story. The MTC. Figures from the Metropolitan Transit Commission show some employees would gross as much as $90 more than the regular weekly pay by working part-time and collecting workers' compensation for the rest of the work week. Most of those injuries are described as soft tissue injuries, that is, things like sore necks, backs, and shoulders caused by driving buses. The MTC says it paid out $3.5 million in workman's comp last year. Hennepin County Committee has postponed for at least a week a decision on where the county might locate landfills. Alquies Underwear. A decision is expected next Thursday on where demolition debris and refuse dumps will be located. If someone in your life suffers from leukemia, this sounds like rather interesting. A new drug that appears to seek and dissolve leukemia cells is being tested on human cells in a research program in Atlanta. The new drug was first developed in Germany and has been under the eyes of researchers for 2 years. An Atlanta medical spokesman says the new drug is exciting and appears to be reasonably safe for humans to use. It seems to selectively seek and kill only leukemia cells. Extensive testing still must be completed. Pam McManus! Honey, I'm home!
Hi, Chris.
God. Here's a group that I'm sure you're a member of. Women Against Pornography. Smut, that's right. They have zapped the makers of designer jeans and other clothing items. The Zap Award went to Calvin Klein, Jordache, Maidenform Bras, the Texas brand boot company. You're wearing Calvin Klein's. Oh, that's it for you. You're going to be thrown out. And the Jamaica Tourist Board. Okay, wait a second. Hey, Pam, I took my wife to the islands last week.
Jamaica?
No, she wanted to go.
That is... You made me do it.
I did. I made her do it. The women's group says advertising of those companies demeans women and portrays them as sex objects. You've got the look. I want to know better. Protest against a nuclear arms race. A senior Roman Catholic cleric has decided to hit Uncle Sam where it hurts in the pocket, Archbishop Raymond Hunthausen of Seattle. Quote, after much prayer, thought, and personal struggle, has announced his intention to withhold half of his 1981 personal income taxes. What a guy, what a guy. Saying, quote, the very existence of humanity is at stake, unquote, the Archbishop will deposit his money in a fund to be used for charitable, peaceful purposes. How charitable and peaceful the IRS feels about the prelate's protest remains to be unseen, but the refusal to pay taxes is punishable by a fine of $10,000 and up to 5 years in the big house. Further proof that women are discriminated against in the marketplace. Daily Telegraph of London reports that a teacher in Brixton asked for examples of sexual inequalities. A 15-year-old lad replied, quote, well, if I nick a checkbook containing 10 checks and a check card belonging both to a fellow, I'd get $300 from the fence. If they belonged to a woman, they'd only be worth $200. And finally this morning, Ron and Nancy Reagan's difficulties in selling their plush Pacific Palisades home has received much attention lately. Of course, we've mentioned it on the show. But now, one real estate broker has come up with a deal that may have the Reagans licking their chops. John Saunders, whose $1.9 million offer was turned down last August, now says he'll take the place off their hands for an even $1.5 million. To sweeten the pot, Saunders says he'll throw in 1.5 million blue chip trading stamps. Saunders said the offer shouldn't offend the Reagans' dignity. Quote, he, the president, could outfit Nancy's wardrobe. Yowza. In sports this morning. Uh-oh. It was only a matter of time before this happened. Ah, here. I found it. Thought I lost the sportscast. Wales Conference 4, Campbell Conference 2 in the NHL All-Star Game. North Stars return to action tomorrow night at the Sports Center against the Boston Bruins. The Gopher basketball team is now ranked 8th in the UPI and 9th in the AP in the nation's, depending on your favorite poll, and they'll be hosting Wisconsin at Williams Arena tomorrow night in Big Ten play. Gopher wrestling team still ranked 5th in the nation this week. Iowa, Oklahoma, Iowa State, and Oklahoma State rank ahead of Minnesota. The New York Mets have a news conference this afternoon to announce the signing of former Cincinnati outfielder George Foster to a 5-year, $8 million contract. The Pittsburgh Pirates say they will step up efforts to trade away unhappy slugger Dave Parker, and the Pittsburgh Steelers of the NFL will formally announce today that 35-year-old Mean Joe Green has retired from pro football to pursue a career of drinking Coke. It's a little different than Tommy Kramer, who also is... Oh, never mind. Partly cloudy and warmer through tomorrow. Today's high 10 above. Tonight's low 0. Tomorrow's high 20 above. Right now, ooh, an awesome 12 below 0 with a wind chill factor index, actually, of 30 below 0. Have a wonderful day. Here's Bruce Springsteen from 101 FM. City Stereo 101. Sliding through a half-hour-long free ride, no commercials at all, with Tycoon. Twin Cities 101. The bad joke of the day coming up just around the corner. Right now, Kansas. Twin Cities 101, it is 6:50 now, 10 till 7. I'm Chris Edmonds. This is Morning Sickness, and the bad joke of the day is coming up next, and it is a fast one. It's a classic. Just heard it yesterday. It's a quickie, so stand by. Well, Dayton's has done it again. Yes, I know. You probably got one around Christmas time. I know I did. And I saved it. It's all wrinkled up and grungy now, though. It was their, the Christmas catalog that was... They got received complaints of it being pornographic. Well, I received another catalog, and I can see nipples. I can see nipples. We just got it over the weekend. I was just paging through it. It's there.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about nipples, all right? You know the Dayton's catalog that came out at Christmas?
Yeah.
You read about that?
Yeah.
That was banned for being, it was all everybody's all upset about it because they said it was pornographic. Well, I received another Dayton's catalog, and I can see nipples! No! It's not in my mind, either. So I have to keep an eye out for that one at home there, folks. I'm telling the Peters brothers about this, and we're all going to have a lot of trouble. Actually, I don't understand what the ruckus was about the first one, you know?
There was a JCPenney's catalog that was out about...
Come on,
it was a Sears catalog that was out about 5 years ago, and they had men in boxer shorts.
In boxer shorts?
Yeah, and this one guy's boxer shorts was a little too short.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, I was a secretary at the time, and all the secretaries sat around looking at this guy. It was great. Nothing else.
Maybe his boxer shorts were so short. Maybe the other things were... Never mind. We better get out of this.
Look out, world.
Think big.
Here comes Bob.
So, get the Edies for Wheaties and send us your rhyme to Edies for Wheaties, Post Office Box 7551, Twin Cities 55119.
Before I search my Dayton's catalog for nipplies, I get the Edies for my Wheaties. I picked up a Sears catalog yesterday, too, while I was over at Maplewood playing Ms. Pac-Man. You might have missed that earlier. There's a new Ms. Pac-Man game with a little female Pac-person. It's ridiculous. Picked up a Sears catalog. There aren't any nipples in the Sears catalog. They have to get special models that don't have nipples. It's just the same underwear. It's just there's some strange, warped thing going on. Okay. Bad joke of the day. But first, the weather. Partly cloudy and warmer through tomorrow. Have you heard this? We're talking about getting into the low to mid-30s Saturday and Sunday. Wow, nice weather on a weekend. Shouldn't complain. Last weekend wasn't too bad. But this weekend, we may be up into the 30s by the end of the week here. Sounds good to me. However, in the meantime, today's high 10 above. Partly cloudy skies, low tonight 0, and as the warming trend begins, tomorrow's high 20 degrees above 0. Right now, we're talking minus 12 at the Twin Cities Rockin' Best 101 FM. Bad joke of the day. This is quick. This is fast. I don't want this to get out of hand too bad either. Okay. Why can't you start a fire in a canoe? Well, everybody knows that. You can't have your kayak and heat it too. I am Christopher Edmonds, and this is Morning Sickness on Stereo 101 KDWB FM, Richfield, Minneapolis, St. Paul. The home of rock and roll. Twin Cities 101, 709. Oh, sorry. I'm talking to a guy on the phone who's used to be a cop, and now he's in the Air Force, and he tried to arrest me one time in here in the studio. I recall that. But, consequently, I do not have the next record prepared yet. So let me take off this prism. This is Chris Edmonds' Morning Sickness Program. The program where we play the hits while you spray your pits. Okay. It's a little clever thing there. Here comes Bob Seger from Detroit, Michigan on 101 FM. 101, hello. Is this working? 101 rocks the Twin Cities. Twin Cities 101, starting the 7 o'clock hour off this morning with Prism. I also made Main Street. Right. Main Street from Bob Seger and the Doors. It's 7:15. News is coming up next. Stand by, in the words of Paul Harvey.
Stand by.
For news. You're listening to 101 every weekday night as Pam is walking out with 400 pounds of progressive rock records, walking down the hall with them. Pardon me?
I'm going to hide them.
That's it. You got to hide them. Somebody will off them if you don't. We're doing progressive rock. We're bringing it back to the Twin Cities, and we will give you 5 hours of the best progressive rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Night Rocks. Progressive rock the way it used to be. Every weekday night at midnight on Night Rocks from 101 FM.